Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. What are you cutting your eyes over at me for, Jeremy?
I mean, you've been gone all week, and now you're just going to come back and take over the show? This is BS.
Did you have to wait for 6:02 when I was gone?
No, because Joe had it on time every day. He knew not to mess with me.
Okay.
I don't play that game.
It was consequences and repercussions.
I don't go on until it's 6:02. How you feeling?
I feel like, you ever watch the slapping contest?
Yeah.
I feel like I lost.
We have any video of it? Because I sure would like to see that one.
I feel like I lost it, man. Dude, it was so much blood afterwards, looked like a crime scene. It was so much swelling, they couldn't put the implant in at the time.
Really?
Yeah, I got to go back.
Again? You sound like me at the dentist's office. I got a thing from my insurance company saying, you must like visits to the dentist's office. We ain't paying for any more of those.
You know I'm not walking around with a missing tooth too long.
Yeah.
Dude, at least yours isn't in the front.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
All you have to do is, you look like a hillbilly. I looked at myself like, oh, my God. Like, it was awful.
Ed's over here, well, gosh.
It was so ridiculous.
What? These people from West Virginia, you can't just throw that hillbilly word around.
Tony Jeremy.
Nah, you can't offend them. I'm a what? Oh, yeah, that's right. A hillbilly. Are you my kin? What? Get out of here.
Who are you talking to? My wife? unanimous MVP, huh, for Shohei. Surprise there.
None.
I think I'm a little surprised on the other side that they actually got it right.
As I said, I thought I would have voted for Cal Raleigh, but I thought Judge was going to win it.
That's what I said, yes. I like to see Raleigh win.
Yeah.
Talk about that, yeah. Judge was the MVP.
You guys don't know.
You're right, we don't.
He was the MVP,
though. Is that Mookie Betts? I like that suit he's wearing, man, with the bow tie.
Oh, are we doing this already? I mean, he had, like, we didn't even have any squirrel moments with fashion and nonsense on TV. I mean, Ed brought up something once, but it was actually sports related, I think.
What's that?
I don't remember what it was yesterday, because he pointed at the screen. He goes, look. And then.
How was that squirrel moment? The guy's wearing it's Mookie Betts in the velvet looking suit.
How are you going to ask how's the squirrel moment? Is everybody in their car watching that right now?
Well, everybody's not looking at your notes and you're talking from them.
Oh, come on, man. Just pay attention to what we're doing here. Nobody cares about Mookie Betts in that damn suit except you. And then now maybe Ed, because you had to point it out.
Well, other people do too now. People are going to be wondering what the heat was.
And now they're going to turn off our show and then go to the television and say, man, I got to see what that suit looked like. And then they're going to get to that suit and they're going to go,
why do you have to see or turn us off to see it? Because, I didn't say listen to what Mookie Betts is saying.
I don't think they're going to.
I said, look at what he's wearing.
I don't think they're going to keep us on, like they get out of the car and then they turn us on the radio as they're walking in the house.
They're in the car. How they turning it on?
Huh?
Huh?
They're going into the house.
If you say hi, you heard me.
Yeah, but I'm saying huh because it doesn't make any sense. I'm sitting here telling you they're going in their house. They're getting out of their car. Where's the radio? How many people listen to the radio in their house?
On 695. On 695, they're getting out of the car, going in the house.
Yeah.
You make as much sense.
They're turning around, going back home. It's like they forgot their phone or forgot their keys.
You make as much sense as starting Justin Fields at quarterback. That's how much sense you make.
What are you talking about? He went right down the field and scored a touchdown. He ran one in, and then I turned it off. What happened?
You know that joke ahead. That's 500-plus yards passing in the last five games. I had more than that in high school in five games.
Oh, you wouldn't even know better than this. The cat that's on right before us on overnights was talking about how he's been a very good quarterback because he only has one interception.
Yeah. He's only thrown seven passes.
See, that's where you went wrong. That's where you went wrong.
Oh, what'd I do?
You listened to that cat before.
I didn't have a choice. I'm sitting here. It's on. But it's like, are you going to sit here and say the guy's been a good quarterback? Go look at it. Go look at his numbers. Don't just give me one interception on with some stupid-ass hot take.
On what earth has he been a good quarterback? What planet, I should say, has he been a good quarterback? Travion Henderson, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Ramondre Stevens better hurry back.
No, I don't think it matters. You ever heard of Wally Pipp?
I mean, we knew this was inevitable. That's why you draft this guy where you draft him to eventually be the guy. I think it's just surprising that it took an injury to Stevenson to get him at the forefront.
I like Drake May. I've said it for a couple of weeks. I like Drake May. How about Stephon Diggs celebrating he and Cardi B's baby by going out and having 105 yards receiver?
Nice for him. Wonder what else he's doing.
I mean, you know, like, who was the guy in the NFL years ago, Ed, that had all the kids?
Antonio Cromartie, Travis Henry.
Isn't Stephon Diggs the new
Philip Rivers? Philip
Rivers.
Let's see. Philip Rivers had 9 kids by his wife.
11.
He's got 11 now.
That's by his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm just saying. You said, who's that football player had all the kids? I'm just listing all the football players with all the kids. But yes, Cromartie is the one that doesn't know the names of all his children.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
And he and he has several born in the same year. Yeah, Brooklyn is 2.
Is that shameful?
London is 2.
Is that shameful or legendary?
Shameful.
Depends where you sit, I guess.
That's shameful, man. How much child support your ass going to be paying? Just come on.
You know how you're not going to be in any of those children's lives?
Yeah, that's the shameful part.
Yeah,
you can afford the child support.
The Nick Cannon thing saying, oh, yeah, I'm in all my kids. Yeah, you're going to be there for every one of them?
Yeah. You're going to make every soccer game, every graduation, everything. Yeah, sure.
How about your 9-month-old and your 3-month-old? You're going to be there for both of them?
Oh, my gosh. Man, feed it to the dirt.
Oof.
Feed it to the dirt. So what's been going on since I've been gone?
Nothing, just good show after good show after good show after good show.
Everything, we got nominated for Marconi this week.
And then someone stole it. No.
You didn't hear?
No.
By the way.
A Marconi.
Yeah, award.
Yeah.
I buried a friend. Father-in-law had a massive heart attack. He opened heart surgery yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
I had blood work done. I still don't know they don't know what's wrong with me still. It's great.
But other than that, it's been a pretty good week, though.
It's been a great week. Oh, yeah,
just want to make sure, Ed.
Yeah. I never had all these labs come back clean and be upset. Like, well, what is it?
Yeah, that's you know how people say it's the not knowing is the worst part?
Yeah.
It is the not knowing until you know. Like, yeah, it's like
true.
Wanting to know, okay, what's going on? Like, when I had kidney stones, I've never felt that way in my life. And I went, I literally called in the radio station, said, I'm back tomorrow. You sure? Yeah. Hung up the phone, started walking out to the kitchen where my wife was, collapsed.
Yeah.
In pain. I was like, what the hell is that? Thank God we found out. They put that shot of Toradol all in my ass. I'd have kissed that doctor right on the lips.
You did.
Yeah, but I would have done it again, too. They wouldn't let me. Security came in.
Oh, boy. 410-583-1057 is the number. Did you watch the Alabama-Purdue game last night? That's a good game.
There was, yeah.
Those are good teams, man. Both of them. They're going to be around for a while.
I annihilated everything last night.
Did you?
Yeah, killed the board. Just 5-0 in my top five. And I gave it all 4 prop plays I gave out hit. And that was one, too, where I talked about this game. I like Purdue. I thought they were a live dog. Purdue's loaded, man. They get some transfers. Everybody keeps saying, where do you get these big 7-foot white dudes? Well, they find them on other teams and then say, hey, why don't you come here and play? And you can play for a team that's going to make a run towards a national championship. So, loaded yet again. They've got the Braden Smith back. Alabama's going to play fast. They're going to be really good. Fun team to watch.
Don't judge Alabama on last night. They played against a great basketball.
That was back and forth. If you like basketball and you didn't have a rooting interest, that was a phenomenal game.
And that was me last night. No rooting interest. Just wanted to see good basketball. And that's what it was.
Cornell scored about 100 points. That was good.
Yeah.
Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but on the other side, Lamar returns to practice. But Jay Higgins, Rashad Bateman, and Justice Hill are all absent again. Ravens, are they going to go into this game 100% against Cleveland? Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It was a physical game. It's I think if you look around the league, there's going to be guys who don't practice on Wednesday. You know, it's part of the deal. So there's going to be a guy or two maybe that'll miss the game. That's okay. You know, we've got guys ready to back up, but it's not in the category of before. You know, it's not in that category. So I think this is more of a normal kind of a week.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It is a big physical game. Folks leave all the time. Ed, are you at all concerned about Lamar missing, Wednesday's practice?
Yeah, 100% I'm concerned. He's just coming off an injury. You know, he's not one to miss practices. You know, if he had played throughout the year and not been out injured, I just think it was a Veterans Day off. But it's not the case. You know, he's out for a reason. So, yeah, I'm concerned. I think he'll play, but I don't know if he's 100%. I know something's, you know, barking at him. So, yeah, it definitely got my attention.
Jeremy, I understand Ed's concern 100%, but I think because he's already been out for injury is the only reason he probably missed Wednesday. If he hadn't been out for injury, he may have gone. But I think they are going to, practice-wise, bubble wrap him as much as they can for the rest of the year.
Well, I think, too, like this might be something that you see moving forward where he's getting a day off here or there throughout the week.
Yeah, bubble wrap him, yeah. I think so.
And look, it's not about – I said this yesterday – it's not like I don't think you're playing scared if you're making sure that he's staying healthy because you know what the issue is the rest of the way. You've already seen it. If something happens to him, this is all for naught. You can't, there aren't many breakpoints. You can't lose many games the rest of the way and expect to get in without help from other teams. I think doing what you're supposed to do and winning your games, especially your divisional games, you wind up where you need to be. And maybe you do lose a game or two along the way and it doesn't matter, but you can't, it's not a foregone conclusion that that's going to be the case.
Yeah. Also, yesterday, Jay Higgins, Rashad Bateman, and Justice Hill all absent. Mike Green also limited with a ankle injury. Are you more concerned about those guys in their status for Sunday, Ed?
No. Honestly, there's nobody more important than number eight. And if he is not well to play the rest of the season, or, you know, there's something there, I'm more concerned about him. I mean, obviously, you don't want to see all these guys
I worded it wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of his status to play, not comparing.
Yeah,
I worded it wrong.
Yeah, I'm convinced he's going to play. Yeah, I'm more worried
about their status. What about you, Jeremy?
Yeah, not more than number eight.
Such a mother. Can I go get another tooth pulled?
Yeah, I'll pull it. You want him right in the front.
You think any of those guys miss on Sunday?
I mean, I hope not. But, like, again, I'm not ultimately, when we talk about Higgins, Bateman, and Hill, I'm not as worried about guys like that. Green's the one that you kind of circle because what are we sitting here saying? We're worried about the pass rush. If a pass rusher misses and you're worried about the pass rush, I think you're worried a little bit more about the pass rush then. And then he had a nice game last week. But I think they all play. Like, hearing they're limited is not making me worry. If they're missing, then I think I start to worry a little bit more as the week goes on.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I do worry about Bateman, though. I think
I do too.
He's the one. Yep. That's the guy. If you're talking about Higgins, Bateman, and Hill, Bateman's the one I worry about because I think they operate as a room, the wide receiver group.
Mm-hmm.
I think they operate better when they're all collectively on the field. Not saying that I don't trust the other guys.
Yeah. I just think they all have they bring different talents to the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I would be worried about with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's different than the others.
I don't think D-Hop would mind getting a few extra snaps.
And I have tons of faith in D-Hop.
Mm-hmm. I also think, too, with the different maybe it changes up the different type of personnel you run. If Bateman's out, and then maybe you go to more, you know, two tight end sets. Maybe you go to, people have been asking about that pony backfield, and if Justice Hill is going to miss, hell, let's finally see Keaton Mitchell and Derrick Henry in the backfield together. Let teams think about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to deal with the Lightning. Yeah. You're going to deal with the Thunder.
It was also Lightning.
Yeah. The Thunder and the Lightning.
Yeah. Again, they have a lot of depth and a lot of other options. I got to be honest with you, Jeremy, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust them to use all those options sometimes.
That's fair. But, again.
You know, you're right. They have it. But why does it take an injury to get to that? And the injury doesn't convince me that they're going to do it.
But what I'm like, I guess what I would look at too is like, if this were years ago, and let's say you had whoever, Hollywood, go down, and then you look at the guys that are behind him, you're like, oh God, who are they throwing to? Mark Andrews, you better dust yourself off. Right. I just think they have options now. Whereas in years past, I don't know that we could have ever said that.
Oh, we could. Couldn't.
That's why. Definitely couldn't.
This is the best wide receiver group that I can remember.
I would even say pass catching group, period.
Yeah. You're right about that. I mean, before, what do they have? Michael Jackson and
Tito.
No, was it Alexander?
It was, oh man, God.
Well, there was just two of those guys. They didn't have depth behind them.
Yes, there was. It was just those two.
Yeah, that was it.
And then what, drafting Jermaine Lewis shortly after?
But, you know, we talked to Preston about this a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I don't think Jermaine Lewis was a great receiver, though.
No, but I think it was in that wheelhouse for Preston where he was watching him and coming in and the impact he had on that team.
Don't do what? What'd I do?
Don't come at him for talking about Jermaine Lewis.
That's I'm not coming at him. What are you talking about?
He's not even here to defend himself,
man. I just said I don't think he was.
As soon as you pointed, I was like, you're going to talk about Preston saying Jermaine Lewis. And sure enough, he brings up Jermaine Lewis.
You know why you knew I was going to go there?
Because I thought the same damn thing. Exactly. Preston, what are you talking about, man? Comparing Jermaine Lewis to Zay Flowers. What the hell are you talking about? He's not here.
Like, the more you talk, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, because you thought the same thing, son of a bitch. And it all comes clear now.
It's funny because it's true.
Oh my God. Is it hot in here?
Yes.
Jeez, no, what? It's not.
You
with the turtleneck. It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Comfortable in here. He's wearing a hoodie, and so are you.
I got shorts on. I can see my gams.
See, you're nuts. Don't put your legs down.
I got news for you. I'm all nuts. What do you want? If you can see anything else, consider yourself lucky.
I thought you just had special socks. Those are the real nuts.
And what was the old joke about the guy's walking through the insane asylum and he sees this guy? He goes, "What's his issue?" He tells him, and he goes in and he sees a guy making love to a can of peanut butter, and he goes, "What's wrong with that guy?" He's just effing nuts.
I had sorry. To go there, didn't you?
Yeah. And by the way, there's a new drinking game. You weren't in there when our beloved leader over there told us about it. Apparently, when I flip my glasses up and down, you're supposed to drink, and you're drunk by the end of the first hour.
Who's our beloved leader?
Scott.
Oh.
He was talking to us yesterday. He said, did you see the one comment where somebody said new drinking game? So whenever I say algorithm, and I guess whenever I flip my glasses up and down.
So if you listen to radio, algorithm is the drinking game.
Yeah.
If you're watching on video, flipping
your glasses.
You're
getting doubly drunk. You're doing both. So, yeah. But, yeah, we've been on YouTube all week long.
It's been
interesting. Some comments, some fun stuff. People are clever. Yeah. Some are jerks. Some of you guys are just, anyway.
Get your new glasses on. You don't
have to
take them off.
The new ones.
I know.
But I still flip them up and down all the time. I think it's just a nervous habit from having my readers. Because I'm comfortable. Like, when I'm looking at a distance, I don't need these. But right here,
But you can now with those.
Yeah, but I don't like driving with them on.
We're not driving right now.
Oh, okay. Let me write that down. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's why
just saying your statement made no sense.
No, when I'm you're asking why I keep flipping them up. Like when I would get in the car, if I was driving, I would flip them back up. And then all of a sudden I'm going, well, I'll flip them back down going, yeah, I need to see this, but I can't see my phone as well. And then so I go to the other thing. Is it not making sense? Am I the only one?
Yeah, you're the only one.
Rob,
yourself,
you don't know. You haven't been here.
Sorry for your problems.
Yeah, I would be asleep right now. By the way, one of our listeners says that he has two kids 3 months apart.
Really?
Good for him.
I got two kids 3 months apart. Going back to the conversation.
Six-month-old and a three-month-old. It happens.
Well, how do you know they're 6 and 3 months?
I'm assuming two different people.
Oh.
Same mama. What in the hell? Yeah, I don't think that's a.
Yeah,
I don't think that one's that one's happening. Ed.
Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but on the other side, Ravens take on the Cleveland Browns on Sunday at 4:25. What has to go right for the Ravens to walk away with the dub? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens take on the Cleveland Browns Sunday, 4:25 kickoff. The Ravens and the Browns have had some battles, AFC North. You know, it's never automatic. Huntington Bank Field in Cleveland.
Is that what it's called now? Huntington Bank?
I just played them on Madden the other day. And that's what it was there.
I mean, you're probably right. I just, like, these stadiums that change their sponsors. Like, I will never. Do you guys know what Pittsburgh Stadium is?
No.
Offhand?
Offhand, no.
I know what it is.
Accra something?
Accra, sure, yeah.
Okay.
And the only reason, by the way, the only reason I know what it is offhand is because I heard Ben Roethlisberger say it the other day, but I knew it began with an A. But I'm always going to call that place Heinz Field. I'm sorry.
Ben Roethlisberger didn't know the overtime rules, but he knows the name of the stadium he didn't play in.
It's sponsored.
What name that?
It's sponsored. He's going to be an ambassador to the team.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Jeremy, what do the Ravens have to do to get the dub on Sunday?
Show up. No, yeah. It's not. Yeah. It's not that cut and dry, guys. Like, I'd love to say that that's just it.
They're 7.5-point favorites, I think, right now.
They were 9.5-point favorites. So
that's after before Lamar missed practice.
I don't know that that's going to, but I think people still believe he's playing. So I don't know that the line would move just because of him not practicing. Now, if it was Friday, I think that's a different story.
I think maybe because he's not 100%, they're thinking.
Well, I mean, but again, like, bets aren't just pouring in because he didn't show up to practice. I think
you don't
know. Well,
you ain't taking the bets.
I kind of do.
You're not taking the bets.
This is exactly what I do every day, nonstop. It's all I know. This is the one time you don't get to use that, Rob. I've been a degenerate so long that, yes, I've become an expert at being a degenerate. No. But getting back to it, I think when you look at back-to-back road games, you got the Browns coming off of this emotional win. You go back to the emotional loss to the Jets. They played them well in Cleveland. I think the Ravens show up. I think they win. But I do think for some reason that Cleveland keeps this game a little closer than you think.
I'm looking at the stats right now. I see 15-1. That's touchdowns to interceptions, Ed, for Lamar Jackson. 15-1. Didn't he miss like 3 weeks? How does he have 15 touchdowns, man?
Justin Fields only has one interception.
Yesterday.
Oh, he's got two now.
Yeah, one yesterday. I mean, I'm with you. I think the Ravens show up. What gets me, though, is the Ravens are 7.5-point favorites, and the total is only 38.5.
That's amazing.
So Cleveland is not scoring, according to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Or the Ravens aren't.
Not much.
Yeah, you get 7.5.
Yeah.
You win by 8, and the total is 38.5.
I got news for you. There's two college games. One's tonight where Oregon's favored by 25 and the total's like 44.
Wow.
And then you got Indiana this week.
Yeah, about right.
Indiana's favored by 28.5 and the total's in the mid-40s.
I would not touch a 28.5-point spread on either side.
Well, the conventional wisdom is always if you're taking the favorite, take the over in those types of situations.
Yeah,
if you're
taking the underdog,
pair it with the under. Not that it's a foregone conclusion. That's the only way you can win, but they're more than likely to coincide together.
So with the Ravens on Sunday, what does Cleveland do to present a problem for the Ravens, in your opinion?
Keep pressure on Lamar. I mean, Myles Garrett's going to be key in this game because, you know, we've seen he's hard to bring down. He's very hard to sack. He's so elusive, but he has been injured. I think they're going to bring a lot of pressure. He has had trouble when we see zero blitzes, and teams do that to him. The Cleveland won't have to because they've got Garrett. But if you bring, you know, intense pressure all the time. What did Kemi Cusick say? Was it the other day? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't here.
He went here. So, like, he had, like, two.
He had two plays where it was at least three seconds
in the pocket. Two in the whole game. In the last game, and that can't happen.
It's the highest pressure rate he's seen in doing a Ravens game where they were sending on average 5.2 players per rush. And understanding that there are times where you're dropping into coverage, so it's just they were sending players.
So Lamar had only two plays
in the pocket.
In the pocket
of 3 seconds.
And he got 17 to 29.
So he either created some more time for himself or hit his first read.
Yeah. It was just too much pressure. They allowed too much pressure. I guess if I was going to hone it down finer, with that said, the offensive line's got to play better for this game to work. In both ways, in the run game and the pass game. Because if we've seen Derrick Henry get hit in the backfield, shouldn't see that anymore. Lamar's been under tremendous pressure. So I think the O-line is key in this game because you're facing probably the best defensive player in the league.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Isn't that the tremendous growth, though? I mean, at one point of his career, Jeremy, that stat would have equaled a loss.
Yeah.
Only twice, 3 or more seconds in the pocket for Lamar would equal a loss. That's Miami. Same defensive coordinator.
Yeah, surprise.
But that's Miami. That's what happened in Miami. Mm-hmm. That's why they lost the game, because he didn't know what to do when you rattled that cage. Now, cage doesn't get rattled that easy.
Look, when you got Superman, you're trying to find something that you can do back there, right? And it seems like immediate pressure or tons of pressure has initially frustrated Lamar. I think he's figured some of that out, and you got to be careful with how much you do it.
Right.
But Brian Flores, for whatever reason, it's like when we talked about Flacco facing the Bengals and when they would run their cover two, and it's like, why is he struggling against Cincinnati, but he's good against Pittsburgh? Why does that happen all the time? Well, sometimes, styles make fights, the different defenses you're going to see. Like, Lamar is hardly ever going to see a lot of man defense, and if he does, there's going to be a QB spy every single time.
Every time, for sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't show that cat man-to-man defense. I'm not letting DBs turn it back on him.
On that first drive last night, the Patriots did it, and Justin Fields said, yeah, you guys shouldn't be doing this against me, because what do you think I'm going to do?
Because you can't.
Make me throw it.
Basketball courts are smaller, so you can play ball to man. You can see ball to man, because they're smaller. Football field, you can't see ball to man. You turn around either way, you're going to lose. You got your eyes in the backfield of the quarterback, the receiver's going to lose you. You turn your back to a quarterback like Lamar, he's going to lose you. So, yeah, I play zone and keep everything in front of me. Mm. I think the Ravens, this is one of those games where they're going to run the ball well. I think this is going to be a really, really good game for King Henry. I'm not saying 150 yards or anything like that, but yards per carry. I think he has a good game, yards per carry. He's not having a bad season. We're acting like he's having a bad. He has 700 yards.
He's not rushing. Having a Derrick Henry season.
Yeah, and 700 yards in 9 games. I mean, he's on pace for 1,500 yards.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If we told you he ran for 1,500 yards, had whatever, his 8 to 10 touchdowns.
At 30, what, 30, 31?
Yeah, wouldn't you think that's a good season?
For anybody.
Yeah. But it still doesn't feel like it because of what you think Derrick Henry's capable of. Like,
I think it's the early fumbles and the early he had a couple of early low yardage games. I think that's still in our head. The slow start by the entire team, he was kind of impacted by that.
Yeah, and I forget who it was. What was it, a wide receiver I was just listening to talk about this?
Of course it was a wide receiver.
I think it was Calvin Johnson. They were talking about, are you surprised that any of your records haven't been broken yet for the single season stuff. He goes, oh, it's coming. I mean, there's a 17-game schedule. It's just a matter of time. You add another game and these guys are going to break it. But like, as soon as you start looking at what you have to average to get what we believe is a good year for, like, if you thought about a running back and you said, hey, 1,200 yards is a good season for a running back. Maybe you believe that, maybe you don't. And you start doing the math and dividing that by 17 and seeing how many yards you have to get a game. And you're like, that's it?
Yeah.
That's a good season? It is. You're going to have your down games. You're going to have a game or two you might miss or just be limited. So, or as we've talked about with Derrick Henry, we've had a couple games where game flow just takes him out of it.
Yeah, and that's happened with him. Shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, let's see what Lee Sterling is talking about, his game of the week. Also, what other games he has his eye on? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Paramount Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Lee Sterling. What's going on this morning, Lee?
I'm good, guys. Just got off doing a show late last night in Cincinnati. The mood isn't so good there, even though Joe Burrow might be back in a couple weeks.
The mood is surprisingly high for a team that's under 500 here in Baltimore, but it's because a lot more hope here in Baltimore with just being one game back of the Steelers. Now, speaking of local teams, let's start off with the college football team as they take on the Fighting Illini from Illinois. Vegas doesn't have Maryland with much of a chance in this football game. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought the line was going to be a little bit lower, but that's what happens sometimes when you're on a losing streak here. 4-0 seems like a lifetime ago for Maryland. Falling, let's be honest, a typical season pattern here under Mike Locksley and their five-game skid. They've scored more than 20 points just once. Maryland forces a lot of turnovers, but they just haven't translated into points and wins lately. Illinois comes off of a bye after smashing Rutgers for their win number 6 here. Things can be tight for a while. Probably Illinois pulls away late. But I think Maryland's going to cover this game here. 14.5, 15 points. Give me Illinois to win 30-20, but the Terps to cover.
All right, what about the Chiefs visiting the Broncos? Broncos in, ahead of them in the standings. Chiefs 3.5-point favorites on the road.
Yeah, and this is going to be a snobber knocker here. If you're looking for a lot of points, I think you're going to be disappointed. So defense for the for Denver could be bolstered. Looks like Patrick Surtain, second, could be back for this game, and that could be huge for them. Never seen a team with such a big, great record, conversely, like you guys. Team with a bad record, so much hope. But, I mean, they're taking a lot of flack for their offense. I think things might get a little bit better here. They're going to have to get Bo Nix out on an island, make some of these linebackers make decisions here. But they should have probably traded for someone like Breece Hall. If you can't find a great receiver, go for a great running back, and he might have been a difference maker. Give up a couple late first, you know, unless you're the Ravens. Not many other teams draft well late in the first round here. So I think Patrick Mahomes is going to have a tough time here. Defensive struggle. Home team getting 4 points. Sign me up here. I think Kansas City escaped 17-16, but Denver, think this is a one possession, maybe the last play of the game will decide this one. Getting four at home, too much to turn away from. Kansas City 17-16, but a Denver cover.
Yeah, you talked about being on that Cincinnati station, and I was listening to Big Ben talk about this game coming up, and he said the Steelers are just going to run roughshod over Cincinnati. It's not what happened on that Thursday night, but do you see this game being different with Pittsburgh and Cincy?
You know, there's teams like Pittsburgh and Philly that just zigzag. I mean, they have a great game and then a terrible game back and forth here. I mean, they have some deficiencies. See, the defense on paper should be much better, but just hasn't translated here. They look great in the uniform, but sometimes the game starts and things just don't work out that way for them. So that's a problem. No sacks. I mean, they just can't get sacks, Cincinnati. No Troy Hendrickson. He's still out. Shamar Stewart, doubtful for the game. Their first-round pick late in the first round. Hadn't had a sack in 10 games here. So I think Pittsburgh, they're the right side here. I think they win and cover 31-17.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us. Lee, I'm going to keep it local again, real local. Yeah. Baltimore Ravens travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Do the Ravens cover this one at 8.5?
Well, they certainly look good in the first game here. And Browns, you know, already lost 41-17. Jets traded their top two defensive players before last week, and the Browns still only 4 yards, not per carry, 4 yards per play. Dylan Gabriel's arm just really isn't good enough here, and that's why he went as low as he did in the draft here. Teams are stacking the box here against him now, and I think that's what the Ravens game plan is here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Ravens 31-17.
Wow. So, Lee, tell us about the game of the week. I mean, this is one of the best ones. Two teams coming off of tough games. Yep. The Bills -5.5 against the Bucks.
I mean, what a card this week in the NFL. One of the best we've seen a long, long time. So, this is one of the games that highlights it. You want to get the Bills and Bucks on me, just call 800-400-9741. Give you the game for free. 800-400-9741. The game's on me. We've been just incredible run here in the NFL. Another 4-1 week, 31-9 the last 8 weeks in the NFL. It's called Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. 5 selections in the NFL, and they're ready now. You don't have to call back on Saturday and Sunday. This way you get the best lines. 5 games a week for 4 weeks, just $197. Also a huge UFC card from Madison Square Garden. 6 selections, $55 there, including a very rare 50-unit max wager. So check it all out. Up and available. Should be a great weekend. ParamountSports.com.
Lee, have yourself a great weekend, my man.
Thanks, Lee.
Yeah. You too, guys. See you, guys.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057 is the number. What you got going on over there?
Nothing. I made a musical selection for Joe to come back to a commercial break from a commercial break. Is that okay? Like, Rob's all paranoid. It's like, not everything's about you, bro.
But is this?
I mean, no. Not really. Right, Joe? It's not this. No. I don't think so.
Let's get Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good morning. Good morning, Antonio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Rob.
Thank you very much, sir.
Welcome, TGIF and PYT.
That's right. That's right. Halfway there now.
Yes. My score prediction is 24-13 Ravens. Go Ravens. And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend, too. I don't think I picked the Ravens beatdown all year. This is going to be a beatdown.
Did you not pick one against Cleveland?
Not the first time? No.
Really?
I picked the Ravens win, but wasn't a beatdown.
I like Cleveland plus the points. Ravens win. Cleveland keeps it around a touchdown plus.
Is Peter Gabriel done?
Was he sledgehammer?
Yeah, he's just done.
I was like, is he going up on Salisbury Hill? What the hell's happened?
I don't believe in him. Who's starting the game for Cleveland?
Gabriel,
I think.
Yeah, he'll give it away. He's gonna give it to him.
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, he's gonna give it to him. When are they gonna start Shedeur Sanders? Honestly, at this point right now, this
what does it matter?
Ridiculous.
Like, I mean, why are you not starting him? You know,
exactly.
That's my point. I don't think he's going to be the quarterback that everybody else thinks he's going to be. But you're not going to give him a chance right now, why'd you even pick him up?
You know, Gabriel's not the guy.
No, I know that dog don't hunt.
We already know he's not the guy. So, okay, let's turn the page. Let's see what we got to do in the offseason.
Remember when you guys were talking about Tua and you were like, this guy stinks. And I said, it's a little too soon to say that. And then it turned out he was okay. And then after a few years, it turned out you guys were probably right about it. Dylan Gabriel, after watching him play, this is not an NFL quarterback.
I'd rather have Peter Gabriel.
Yes.
Man.
Ed. Yes. A great offensive mind came in and delayed the inevitable with Tua. We were right.
Oh,
we were right.
You guys weren't right. Guy led the league in passing.
Yeah, okay. That's nice. That's nice.
He led the league. Well, for a quarterback, it is nice.
He's a stiff.
He's had too many concussions.
Okay.
He wasn't good before.
His kids love him.
College football week 12 at 7:15, but on the other side, Ed North, we're giving out shovels.
Yes, we are. Giving out one that I think will resonate with everybody today because you've all experienced it, I think.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.